This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bringing our man Eddie Gonzalez. Eddie, what up, boy?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's good, man? What's good?
We great. Appreciate you being flexible. Yo, we just talked to Mike Bibby a couple of minutes ago. He's the new head coach of the Sac State Hornets. How crazy is it that Mike Bibby is a head coach out here?
I didn't graduate, so I don't think I get to call myself an alumni.
But nah, it's fine. You can do what you want.
I do it all the time. I didn't go to Sac State at all. Stingers up. You know the vibes.
Yo, how ill is it, though, to have the GOAT, you know, the King GOAT. In a lot of ways, biggest shot I think franchise ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, repping for the city. He's an Arizona guy too, so I know he welcomed my guy. I heard a funny story that I can't exactly repeat on air, but he welcomed my guy with open arms when he landed in Phoenix and became, you know, a local. I didn't know Arizona was such an open carry state. That was part of the story.
I've heard.
Your minds run where they run, but apparently Mike is a real cool dude. I've never met him. And like one of the few people was like, yo, I want to meet him because I need him to understand. First off, not only was he the man in Sac for years and years and years, but also like Mike had the illest shoe collection of all time.
Yeah.
Might just be that dude.
Yeah.
So I think it's dope, man. He's touching down back in the city, and I hope the city embraces him like the king he is.
You talked about it a little bit, and like you said, you lived here, you're from here, born and raised in those years. And I think it gets lost on people who maybe aren't necessarily from here. Mike was that dude, and they love Mike Bibby in Sacramento. There are so many people. I know Miss P is one of them who was like, I like the Kings because Mike Bibby.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that more than maybe any other Sacramento King. Like, I've heard it, like, a dozen times. Like, oh, no, I became a Kings fan because I loved Mike Bibby.
You know, it was funny. I didn't think nobody could be cooler than Jay Will. And then they traded for Mike. And at the time, I'm younger, and I'm kind of like, why would you do that? And now I grow to understand, like, sometimes you got to lock in and get a little more serious at that position when it's time to compete. But I think nobody could be cooler than him on that. You know, the kids call it aura now, but when Mike showed up with the black jerseys, with the black and chrome 16s or 17s, I'm like, yo, he might be cooler than Jay Will. So like, he put on for the city, man. And that jersey, is an icon out there. So, of course, I got something at the door.
See, hey, is it KD? Hey, do we got to do the pitch for Sacramento here? We'll do it live. If we got to do the pitch live, man, we'll do it.
Whatever. We got to do what we got to do.
Hey.
I've done what I can. Okay. I've done what I can. I hear you. You see what I started in.
Well, I was going to say. They out here talking about Eddie without talking about Eddie.
Hey, I'm not going to confirm or deny. I'm just going to say, there are no coincidences in the Matrix, my friend. But it's funny. I was talking about the Suns this week because obviously they had two big wins, and everybody's like, man, maybe the Suns, you know, they get in the playoffs, they do this, and then you have a big loss, and it's like, maybe the same old Suns. I would guess that the offseason outcome, it's pretty much the same. Like, nothing has changed. There is no kind of miracle run that they could make. I mean, I guess in the perfect world, if they get the 8th seed and they beat the Thunder and they make a real serious run, yeah, then of course. But I would venture to guess that you know, it's still a status quo out there. Probably looking at replacing a head coach, a pretty good head coach has hit the market about a few hours ago. You're probably looking at trying to see what you can get for KD this summer. And yeah, I was kind of surprised that Celtics noise hasn't come up sooner. And I think people were waiting for the new ownership and to kind of hear a little bit more about what that was going to look like. Mm-hmm. And once new ownership came in and once we got double, triple confirmed it, like, yeah, that team is going to quietly try to get out of the apron and the mm-hmm. tax. Yeah, there's going to be some movement there. Hear stuff all the time. Or, you know, it wouldn't be the first time the Celtics have offered Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant in a trade. It wouldn't be the first time Kevin has thought about being a Celtic, you know, in a lot of ways. So if he had an advisor in his corner and he was asking that guy what type of team would make the most sense for him, and that guy kind of thought about it and said, man, what about a team that plays five out, lets their guys isolate, a team that switches all day on defense, a team that has a really strong front office and doesn't ask their players to be anything but players, it might sound like the Celtics, and then that guy might be like, man, I gotta take a look over there. So, look, who knows what happens in the summer? That's a Celtics decision as well, but I'm not surprised by the noise coming out.
Let me ask you a Celtics Suns NBA question that we've kind of kicked around a little bit, reading tea leaves. Dame Lillard, he's injured. We don't know when or if he's coming back this year. Milwaukee still got to play games. They got to be in the playoffs. They don't have Dame Lillard. I'm saying probably a first-round exit no matter who they play. Giannis, does this out of nowhere become the summer of Giannis where he finally pulls the trigger and leans on the Bucks to make a move? And I say that with the Celtics because maybe they try to get involved in the Giannis sweepstakes if there is one.
Lots of noise about Giannis. It's kind of the worst-kept secret in the league for some time that Giannis could look to get out at some point. And, you know, things progressing the way they are. They get rid of Middleton this year finally. And they're taking all the swings they can. They went to try to go get Jimmy despite maybe Giannis not necessarily wanting Jimmy. But they wanted to improve that team and make it a team that he couldn't leave. But I'm much like you. If they don't have Dame open in round one, that could be a quick exit for that team. And they have to look at what's going on. I think the loudest noise you'll hear are the two New York teams. They're set up to make that trade a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Golden State Warriors, it's been a thing for a long time. And I asked somebody when Jimmy signed his extension, hey, that contract, you know, that number is a little particular. And it was just like a little solid nod, like, yeah. So I don't know.
Oh, he's D'Angelo Russell. Oh, man, it's the Kyrie move all over again.
So I don't know. I don't know that Boston is necessarily involved here, but if Giannis hits the market, everybody's going to call and try to see what that costs. And, you know, it's going to cost you, just like Kevin, upwards of $60 million, some draft picks and the like. And for a guy who's a little bit younger, who's playing on MVP level as well, you're going to see a lot of big swings. If, and I would say maybe when Giannis becomes available.
Man.
I think it might,
man,
it might be the summer of Giannis. Cause I'm with you. Everybody knows, like, he's not gonna end his career in Milwaukee, and they go out again in the first round, and it's like, all right, man, let's stop doing this dance, cause it's over for Milwaukee, that with that group. And that's not even Shea. Like, they've been championship level for 7 years now. Like, it always comes to an end, and it's over. And why don't we get a kickstart on what the next move is?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a small market reality as well. And I think it's just the reality of the new CBA is just we're just not going to spend into oblivion for forever. You know, we're not going to, you know, Wick Goosebick, I forget his last name, but because I just know him as Wick. But anyway, the Celtics VP, he came out and publicly said it's not necessarily about the money for us. Mm-hmm. It's about the penalties you incur in doing that.
It's the basketball penalties, not the financial penalties.
We can't let a draft pick get frozen. We can't have no flexibility and be able to trade and aggregate salaries and trades and stuff like that. So if you're a team that's looking at it, like, you can only improve so much for the Bucks. And at the deadline, when they were trying to get into the Jimmy Butler news, it was, okay, we have to get rid of Pat Connaughton, who hasn't been playing well as it is, but we have to make this move, subtract this player, just to even make the kind of moves we want to make. And it was just too many roadblocks. So if you're the Bucks, hey, you salute him. You say, hey, your jersey's going in the Raptors. You're getting a statue in the building. Don't worry. You're a legend here. Let's take care of you. That's just the nature of the game now.
And the teams that are doing that, like you brought up the New York squads, like the Knicks, like the Knicks, I think, have been mentioned with both Giannis and Kevin Durant. And teams, I think, will take that. You talk about what Wick said. Teams will take that apron penalty, you know, for a year or two. Teams will take that apron penalty as long as they're winning a championship.
Yeah.
For as long as they're winning a championship. But the second it's like, oh, this is it? All right. That's where you break it apart right there. So you've got that Knicks team that feels like they're kind of right there on the doorstep. I feel like they've been a little disappointing this year. But one swift move and you've got 2-3 years of winning a title and then you start all over. And that might be the reality of most of the league moving forward.
Yeah, and there's a ton of frustration building out there. Just with that team, and obviously Tom Thibodeau is a tough coach to play for. We're seeing these situations, these yelling as players, and then they're talking about our podcast. And look, that happens. That happens. It happened with the Suns. It just happened with the – not the greatest example, but it just happened with the Grizzlies who just fired their coach. But it happens. But there's a lot building there. There's a lot of business relationships that come into play with that team. And when you got a player who's the best player and his dad is literally on the bench every day and kind of can control a lot of things and – I put it like this, the Dante DiVincenzo situation, that's not isolated. You know, there's a lot of guys there who bumping heads and feeling like, dog, like, you're running stuff. So it's a lot of internal drama. You have that with every team, but it is something there. And I don't think they're done with the shape of that team. You know, you're paying OG a ton of money. You're paying Kat a ton of money. And you got these players who are just outright better than them, and it's close in money. You're going to be involved, and you're going to see what you can do. They made an offer for Kevin at the deadline. The problem for the Knicks is they don't have any picks. You know, they gave all those picks up for Mikal Bridges. So you could have a situation where, yes, they're going to be involved in a lot of calls, and one of these players may have to pick the Knicks. One of these players may have to say, hey, that's where I want to go. Or they may have to shed another one of these guys, Mikal Bridges, whomever it may be, to get a few picks to then go back and get back into that trade and go get another one of these guys. But they're going to go big fish hunting, and they're actually not going to have to go too far. Like, there's going to be people in their lake. So they're going to be involved in all of that this summer for sure, and I wouldn't be surprised if one of those dudes ends up there.
I say all the time now, once again, I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm a Knicks supporter. I want to see the Knicks do well. Okay, there's a difference between that and a fan. But I've said for a long time, like, the legacy play, for all these guys that were free agent, like whether it was KD or when people thought Zion or whoever, the legacy play is to get to the Knicks. Because if you win one in New York, you are immortal forever. Like, forever. Hey, they might, because, you know, all the media out there, they might try and put you in the top 10 all time just because Jalen Brunson won a title. Well, top 10 NBA player of all time. Jalen Brunson, like, it's different. So if I was Giannis, if I was advising Giannis, I say, man, try and get to the Garden, bro, and try and get one there.
Had a combo a few years back, somebody who was, like, on the market for a while and eventually did get traded. Can narrow down if you want. But anyway, the Knicks was on his list, and we're laughing at him, we're teasing him. Well, we're like, dog, you go to the conference finals out there, you'll be good forever. Like, you'll be straight forever. And then I look at this team now, and I look at guys like the way the city loves Josh Hart. You know what I mean? And this is a hustle guy. He's just, I love him myself. And I'm not even a Knicks fan. So it's like, it's not even a title. Melo's immortal out here, and he only went to the second round. Like, so it's, They definitely take care of their guys and hail their guys out here. And so, yeah, it's a lot to be won. Now, if you are the one who wins the title, oh, man, like, give it up. You're here for good. You're getting your jersey in the Raptors and all that good stuff. So I agree with you. I don't know that players are necessarily choosing their path based on that, but I do agree with you. Like, you would think that would come up.
What are we at, like 55 years? They went in 70, was it 70 and 73, I think. So maybe like 52 years since New York City has had an NBA
champ. Do that even exist in your mind? Like, do that even calculate?
Only through that Phil Jackson picture that they show every time. Like, that's what the Knicks look like in the 70s? All right, man. Go ahead. Get
Frazier picking Jerry West and getting the and one. That's what I remember. Well, I don't remember.
Y'all got it.
See those clips.
Cool.
The Knicks have been good in my life like twice. So,
yeah. No, for real, like a total years, you're probably looking at less, like five or less. Like where they were.
I think the most legendary Knicks thing I've seen in my lifetime is Larry banked in the shot. And that's like that was that was the lockout year, and I'm like,
for me, it's Jordan on Charles Smith.
Or yeah, Jordan didn't
all get the greatest moments I've seen have been from opponents.
Right.
We even remember Ice Train a little
Jordan
bit
is great, but the boys be lighting them up in there.
Yeah.
Ice Train rolled the dice on y'all court, man.
He did roll the dice. Roll the dice, and it was freezing.
There's probably like three of them out there in New York. It's CeeLo.
Yo, this really a game up here in the third quarter.
Maryland came to play. Maryland came to play.
I was watching at the gym, like, man, let me get on.
Yeah, South Maryland.
Hey, yo, that's my hot take, too. The women's tournament. Not trying to be, like, super cool basketball internet guy, but much better than the men's tournament.
It's popping.
Like, it's even organized better. Like, I was trying to watch Cooper Flag last night, and I get 2 minutes of basketball, and I get 9 minutes of commercials. Mm. And now another 3 minutes of basketball and another 9 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm going to catch the highlights. I believe y'all. I'm sure it was good.
Now Cooper was crazy though.
Yeah.
Cooper is
the best. They talking about the best freshman of all time, the best tournament performer. They gonna make me a Cooper Flag hater, and I don't want to. Somebody might be a hater.
Eddie, I ain't gonna say.
I saw Melo. Like, let's relax. Well, I saw KD.
I ain't gonna say he better than KD. Those guys.
Oh my God.
I think he's the best, and KD's up there too. Like
Texas
KD,
is crazy.
Yeah, but
I ain't gonna lie.
He's on that level. I haven't seen freshmen
I'm
like that.
I'm not gonna quote Kevin. I am about to quote Kevin. He said, what about Beasley? I'm like, all right. What about him, though? You're right. Beasley was a cold freshman. Like, what are we doing? But he definitely stood tall on Melo's tournament run. Absolutely better than what Cooper Flagg is going around. He's not done. He might finish.
No, and I said,
I know KD.
And I said he's the best. He's the best since Melo, or at least the run is. Like, KD was crazy, too, so I don't want to put him over KD.
Yeah, the season versus the tournament is different.
Since then,
he had a great
game. You've been going crazy.
He had a great game.
Yeah.
I might end up being the Cooper Flag hater. I asked this question on Twitter, and nobody gave me the right answer because it's not the right answer. But it was, has a white NBA player ever had this level of expectation? Now, obviously, I said in the internet age because obviously Larry Bird.
Yeah.
But even like Larry's the only other one.
Yeah. Even so, Luka.
I think
didn't
it's gonna be how the media handles that. Like that is a different dynamic. Mm.
Yeah. No. This is brand new, man. But that was a legit performance from him. Last night you mentioned the couple of wins that the Suns got before that Boston beatdown. You think Dallas is showing life? Like you think that's real?
I mean, look, their schedule is nicer than everybody's as well. And then the other problem, which we know very well, is the Suns and the Kings play in the final game of the season. So I really think we're headed towards the scenario where this is all up in the air until the final day of the season. You know, Kings finally showed some life last night. It was happy to see it. We'd like to see some more, obviously. But it's going to be tough. It's going to go down to the wire. And I think, obviously, as AD gets some more minutes under him and kind of gets back out there, that's a tough team. My thing about that team is when you get towards the end of that bench and now you're playing these guys who are scratching clone, even just to be in the league, you're going to get a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of defense from that team. And I think Jason Kidd's a really good coach. Now he has a dog in AD where it's like, okay, he can give us 30. He can protect the paint for us. We can actually get into some of our stuff. They're not that bad, man. They're not that bad. So that race for that 10th spot is going to be tough. Suns on the outside looking in now. We got a tough game against a team they do not play well against tonight in the Timberwolves. We might be looking at three play-in games with the de facto play-in game on the final game of the season. That's great. I'm sorry, Sacramento, but we were the Kings that night.
I don't want to. I don't want to. Hopefully, it don't come down to that because I don't want to see.
We said
see KD and them in the play-in game.
We said if the Kings win five. They have to win that last game of the season against Phoenix, and they'll get in. If they win six, they probably don't have to beat Phoenix the last game.
Yeah. And the Suns still have another game against the Celtics. They have some tough games still. So it's like they have a big road trip coming up, East Coast road trip. They've actually played the Knicks. They play the Warriors. They got some tough games left on their schedule. Nothing is a given with that team, man. Like Kevin and Book having to play 40 minutes tonight. They're playing playoff rotation – playoff intensity now. All that scratch call intensity. Again, that's why I say temper your expectations with this team in this offseason, despite those two big wins. Great win against the Cavs. Great win against the Bucks with no Dame. But this is a team that, you know, me and all the fans are saying, yo, if they play these two rookies, including a late second rounder, you know, that'll change things. But we're talking about two limited guys. I love Ryan Dunn. I love Oso Iguodala. Two limited guys on offense. Yeah, they provide energy and athleticism, but like that's going to save your season. This is a team that is fighting to be 500 going into April. That was not the expectation for the highest payroll in the league, for two of the 10 best players in the league coming into the season, for three $50 million Supermax players. This is far below expectations, so something has to change. And I'm a little worried, man. I'm a little worried that they're going to be on the outside looking in, and we'll be frustrating. But, again, we'll just kind of kick off the summer and get whatever is next started, and that's kind of what they need. Rip the Band-Aid off at this point.
Hey, man, check this out, because I know you've had a lot of fun with it since it happened. But LeBron, Stephen A. this week, look, LeBron has the platform to clap back at these guys and do what he wants to do. He wasn't wrong for it. I just thought I would have liked to see, after he pulled up on him at the game, I would have liked to seen that been it from LeBron's side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, and he didn't spend the whole interview talking about Stephen A. So it was just a clip, but I would like him at this point to just treat Stephen A. like he does Skip Bayless, like he doesn't exist. Because you said something in one of your playbacks, man. It's just, all it is this reaction to the reaction to the reaction. And LeBron above that, man. LeBron ain't got to deal with all that. That's what
it's starting to feel a little Drake and Kendrick-y. Leave us alone now, guys.
Leave us alone.
I want to move on to the next thing. I don't blame LeBron for clapping back, so to speak. And he is right in that Stephen A went on a tour and now he's going on another tour. But the thing is, that's Stephen A's job, is to go on tours yelling and screaming and to react to things. LeBron is in his right, and he went to the biggest stage and grabbed the biggest mic and said it as loud as he could, all the things he could. And I think it's funny. But yeah, it's a point where I do want this to end and just like kind of be over with. So yeah, a little bit poetic justice. He loses the way he loses, and Michael Jordan, the building Michael Jordan built,
that was crazy. On the man,
that was next day. It's to the point where like they're both kind of wrong. Like I almost don't care who's right and who's wrong at this point. It's like y'all just take me out the group chat. But I don't think it's gonna end anytime soon, and we're gonna, much like Drake and Kendrick, anything them two do, especially Stephen A, is gonna be shrouded by this for some time. And you know, it's frustrating, but everybody yelling at me like, well, it's a win because look how many views. I'm like, bro, we have to get out of that perspective. Like, just because you're being talked about don't mean you win. You can be laughed at. Like, sometimes it's not good, but yeah, hopefully at some point we get back to basketball here. Lakers got more to worry about than Stephen A. Smith right now.
We haven't even talked about that game last
night. That was crazy.
5-point lead with 12 seconds left.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I turned it off. I said, Giddy missed this left-handed floater thing, airballed it. And I'm like, okay, let's see what Cooper Flagg's doing. All of a sudden, my mentions are getting blown up. Like, because I made a joke about missing. I said he missed that floater like he's a gambler. And they're like, yeah, and then he hits a half-court shot for the game. I'm like, what? And I go back and I couldn't believe that, bro.
The crazy thing about that is I didn't see what happened, and I was watching like a clip, and they showed the part where they were down five. Patrick Williams scores a three. They get the steal. Kobe White hits a three. They go up by one. And I, like, somebody had called me or I'd distract or whatever. I was like, psh, that was crazy how that game ended. Kobe White with that three. I didn't know there was more till like 30 minutes. I was like, oh, man, they right. That was a crazy
ending. There was two more lead changes.
Yo, LeBron gave up 9 points in 12 seconds. I don't think I've ever seen that.
LeBron turned over the inbounds pass is crazy.
Yeah. He just dropped the ball out there, too. I'm like, it wasn't even close to five. Why did
I ain't going to lie. If it wasn't the king, I'd be like, hey. What sort of prize picks wager did you have on this?
I said in the group chat today, I said, look, I know it's LeBron, so like everything's hyperbole, but was that the worst stretch of his career? like that was pretty nasty.
The pick that his social today,
young man. I'll start done. I'm not gonna say it, but anyway, it was like you get a buzzer, you get a half quarter hit on you by that dude.
Someone said Giddy got to put that photo in his house. Over an outstretched LeBron hitting that half court joint.
I'm not talking like 5x7 either.
No, that's on the wall.
Like Bronson can't even sign it. Like,
that's a mural.
Be cool about it and sign it.
It's not even on a canvas. Like, it's on the wall.
Right, right.
It's ingrained in the wall. With LeBron's Sharpie signature on it.
No, we painting the wall.
You thinking big.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 2025. You're in 2050.
Yeah, man.
That was crazy. That was crazy, though. That was even better because people were like, I've never seen anything like this. And like I said, I told you I didn't even see the end at first. And I was like, that was cool. It kind of reminded me. Didn't the Nets do that this year? Against somebody, they hit like two.
Yeah, they like won like five. They were down five with like 10 seconds to go on one. Yeah. Like same kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it was kind of like that. But little did I know there was more. So
no, a half court joint for the game over LeBron.
And the Bulls.
It's funny because like, what do you do? How tough do you guard the half court shot? You mess around with Allen, but
yeah.
Yo, the crazy thing is
King would have fouled him. Not the King, but a King would have fouled him.
For LaRavia would have fouled him. But, you know, we were really, really upset that the Kings lost to the Bulls earlier in the week. And they should have won that game. They was up by 19. So you're still upset by that. But, like, Bulls are, like, top three hottest team in the league right now. Like, they're hooping right now. And I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they'll win their play-in game and make the playoffs.
Yeah, they smacked my agenda in the face with a tweet earlier that was like, look how much better the Bulls are since the trade and the Kings are since. I was like, I don't know. I haven't watched all the games. I haven't seen it all. But, man, they look great right now. And Kobe, I mean, they've been high on him all year. And the news all year has been like, yeah, they're going to go back younger. Not necessarily build around Kobe, but they're going to have Kobe as a big part of what they're doing going forward. And it's paying out. And he's finally gotten healthy. And he's looking like the dude that his biggest supporters knew he was. That's a piece you can build on.
He's like that.
A point guard who can score like that in every way. You know, and he gets to the rim. He obviously is hitting big jumpers. I love this game. He had this meme when he was in the summer league, and he was just saying, I'm mid. He's talking about where he's guarding on the court. And I'm like, yeah, he ain't mid no more. He looking nice. So I want to see what happens with him. I actually want to see him in some playoff games. So. Yeah, hopefully they do get in the play-in and they make something happen. But look, let's be honest, guys. Best team in the league is the Celtics.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with you at all. I think I'm still gonna hold on to the Knicks prediction until they
okay, are eliminated. Dude. You gotta let that go.
I'm not gonna pivot yet until I see it in the playoffs because Brunson will come back and everything.
That smoke, so. I hope we get that series because he want that smoke. And he didn't lit them up a few times.
That's my boy, too. But coming to the garden. It's different.
You really act like you're not a Knicks fan.
He gave him 40 last time he walked in there, so he ain't worried.
You get so worked up when you talk about the Knicks, and you act like you're not a Knicks fan.
I'm a Knicks supporter. That's all. I'm a Knicks supporter.
Eddie, we appreciate you, man, as always. Thanks for moving things around a little bit for us. We didn't want to miss our Friday convo.
Hey, for Mike Bibby, you got it.
My man.
Have a good one, man.
We appreciate you. Thank you, Eddie. That's a man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this show. We'll wrap up this week next here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Ooh, is Maryland going to do it?
We might just be live.
We might be live, pal. Steve and KC on ESPN 1320. Wrapping up the week. And we're doing it with a Kings win.
There we go. With that.
Hey, doing it with a Kings win, man.
We talked about it earlier. But you won last night on, I don't know if yours is called Beam Money, but, you know, just a win.
We do that. Just a win. Just a nice, healthy win.
I got a win in Beam Money last night, so Prize Picks hooking us up going into the weekend. Big ups to Prize Picks, man. And look, you can set your lineup as well. I'm going all college basketball this weekend. Well, Kings will be on Saturday.
Okay.
But I'm going college basketball tonight. Obviously, Michigan and Auburn, I'm going to get somebody in that game. I want to get somebody in Kentucky and Tennessee. You know what I mean? So I'm figuring out the lineup, but I'm definitely going with college basketball. Hell, the Elite Eight game on Saturday. I'm going to have something going on there. Maybe my girl Richardson might be in the lineup. So, you know, you can do
bold strategy, bro. Bold strategy.
You can do so much this time of year with your lineups on Prize Picks. Major League Baseball got started yesterday, so that's in the fold as well. We got boxing over the weekend. That's in the fold. So much you could do, man. So this is what you need to do. Download the app. Mm-hmm. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with that first $5 lineup. KIFM, being in that promo code, gets you $50 no matter if you win or lose. It doesn't matter. Just put that in there. You have $50 instantly. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks. Wow, Zabo. This is terrible. Run your game.
Poor
what are you doing, Zabo?
No, what are you doing?
You had to get work or what? You had work,
yo,
doing your job?
Maybe I went to get like a sandwich or something, and you're killing Zay for not having the stupid run your game Zabo, on the screen.
We're out here trying to make money, and Zabo's going to eat a sandwich?
What if Zay's internet went down?
Well, Zabo, we might have to fire him. We might have a new guy.
What?
Benzel Rowe came
See,
in.
See, I don't even know if I like
game.
This one. It's not the same.
Look, did anyone check? Like, I haven't seen Zabo for a while. What if something happened to Zabo?
Zabo, you there? Oh,
hey,
man.
We're not doing anything.
He let everyone down.
Back, yeah.
He let everyone down.
Just wait till he shows up.
No, Zabo.
Wait till he shows up.
Hold on, I'm back all the way to 3:15 and I haven't seen Zabo.
Oh, no, when he gets back in here.
He's going to get chewed out.
Yeah, we lighten him up.
Maybe the man got sick of us and went and said, maybe he's the one who kept us from getting Joe to see tickets. Maybe he's like, you know what? This show doesn't deserve the respect that someone who asked for tickets a month ago to a show after giving it away for like a grand total of 10 days.
Every time we do something, be sold out, man. We need to get some respect, man.
Meanwhile, these stations be putting their name on it, and they come running to us for advertising because they can't sell tickets.
We ain't never done that. Oh, bro. Boy, oh, boy. Meeting, I'm calling a meeting.
Yeah, you need to have one of those I'm pissed off meetings. You're the only one who gets anything done around here.
I'm calling a meeting.
Now I'm sitting here on SeatGeek monitoring goddamn ticket prices.
Try Vivid Seats. That's a good one.
Vivid Seats.
That's my go-to.
Vivid. I got Game Time, too. Game Time.
Solid. Vivid or Game Time, usually.
Shout out to all of them, though. They all pretty good.
Yeah, when you guys come sponsor the show.
I talked to Pamela Love about that.
Oh, there you go. A Pamela Love reference.
Yeah, that's my girl. It's our girl. She loves the show.
Yeah, she's a legit sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Giants fan. Got that dub yesterday. You know what I mean?
Best win of the season.
Best win of the season, hands down, for your first place, San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm. The A's did not get the win last night. The Sacramento A's did not get the win last night.
See, the Mariners, I think, broadcaster called them Oakland again.
Yeah, people going to be doing that all year.
Yeah.
I don't care. They're not there. They're in Sacramento. They could just be the Athletics, whatever. I'm calling them the Sacramento A's.
I wonder, like, are they doing it to, like, shade?
Yeah. And it's
shade
not
MLB, though. Yeah, not,
yeah, it's not personal to Sacramento. I think it's Major League Baseball, but I don't care.
It is kind of wild. Oakland has no sports teams right now.
That is
like,
crazy.
Shout out to the Oakland Roots and the Oakland Ballers, but like just true professional teams.
That's crazy. Did you also see your boy, Rob Manfred, did an interview with your other boy? You got to go watch that interview.
My goodness. No, what the hell was this?
You need to go watch that interview. You love it. It's Rob Manfred with Mad Dog Russo.
Gross.
Wow.
You need to go watch that interview.
Wow.
You know who's kind of like Mad Dog too is Brian Kenny.
Oh, Brian Kenny.
Is he really?
He's always
just like I was watching him do an interview this morning or whatever, and he's just like just aggressively asking the questions and all that.
Yeah, I remember when Floyd got at him on SportsCenter. That was a classic.
I was gonna
interview.
Say Brian Kenny was the one who used to do SportsCenter, right?
Yeah, and he was trying to talk crazy to Floyd, and Floyd got him. Yeah, I ain't never liked Brian Kenny.
Maryland is up one with 5.5 minutes left.
Oh, Don's not happy.
Now I'm getting nervous, and I want to make it clear I'm not rooting for anyone. The last thing I need is Maryland to go in there and beat Duke's ass.
Oh man, but Rob Manfred said in that interview, they were talking about Sacramento and what they would do if the A's made the playoffs. And First of all, I don't care what they do. If they want to go somewhere else and play the playoff games, so be it. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was like, nah, we're not gonna rule out Sacramento just yet for the playoffs. Like, let's not do that. He said, I will rule them out for the World Series. Like, we're not playing the World
Series. I'm not gonna fight you on that one, Rob.
Yeah, he said, I will rule them out for that. But like wild card round, like, no. We got some things we got to think about and talk about. Like, I wouldn't rule them out for a wild card round. So that's the first time I heard that.
Maybe we could see.
Thanks, Rob.
I think it would be an absolute failure to go to San Francisco. That would be
for the World Series?
For anything involving the A's.
You can't go to Oakland.
You can't go to San Francisco. Who you think gonna buy them tickets?
So what do you do? Okay, what do you do then?
You might take them to Texas or something. Don't you can't go to San Francisco.
Can you go to LA?
You cannot go to.
Yeah, but
that's maybe I'm getting as far away from Oakland fans as possible, because they will go to that game and make it a train wreck. Not that they're
well. What about us?
They not.
What about fans here?
There's enough people who are fans here who won't do that. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like there's enough people in Sacramento. Who would go to the game?
No.
Who would treat it like a regular
game? I got you. But I mean, like, if you move it to Texas, like, you move it to Oakland or San Francisco, mm-hmm. you. Party bus. Kenny Caraway party bus.
Yeah.
You move it to Texas.
There's not going to be enough of us in the Bay Area. That will be. If they go to San Francisco, mm-hmm. like you said, there's no way you can go to Oakland. Like, that's not even discussion.
I hear you.
But if you go to San Francisco, I think that holds 40,000. You might get 35,000 sale shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a travesty. And remind you, we're not talking about a regular game. We're talking about your World Series playoff. That would be a travesty.
You think A's fans are buying, former A's fans are buying $600 tickets to go boo, though?
There'll be enough of them.
And real quick, Damian also confirmed if the A's make the World Series and play in SF, we were taking the party bus to the game.
Well,
no, that is not what happened.
You said that, yes. You said that.
Wow.
You said that. You said that.
That's a good point.
Party bus is back, and Dame said so.
Hey, party bus, if we got to play the playing game, bro, in San Francisco.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, we might be 9. Warriors might be 7 or 8.
Who's getting the party bus then? Tell Pamela Love. Tell Pamela Love to go get a party bus.
Either that or we take another piece out of your marble floor.
Well, now that'll get
stop.
Us.
Stop.
That'll get us.
Stop taking pieces out, or stop telling people we do that, because like it's kind
of
worked.
We take just a piece out of the marble floor.
Yeah.
Everybody that signs up gets their own RV to the
Facts.
Game. We won't even be riding together.
We're taking RVs now, huh?
Comes the ladder too on the side.
We're taking RVs, huh? Okay. All right. Already had to beg Dave for concert tickets because he gets some respect in this city.
We need something else.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Now we're out here driving RVs.
60-59.
This is a back and forth.
You know
who
I like
with three,
was a good ball
change.
Player is Chloe Kitts. I like Chloe Kitts.
Yeah. Mm.
Do your thing, Chloe. Oh, that's not your thing. Oh!
Oh, wow. Man, this looks dangerous. Guys, relax. Goodness gracious.
Ooh, that was scary.
South Carolina and Maryland in a fight right now, 60-59.
3 minutes
with 3:07. We are not rooting for anybody. Whatever happens,
No, I am.
And the winner of this game will go on to take on Duke.
Yeah.
And
who
former
I'm rooting for.
Host of House Party Live, Coach Karolos.
That's who I'm rooting for in that game regardless.
Nobody
I'm
believes
be perfectly
you.
Clear. But in this game, I'm going for my girls. Come on, SC. The other SC. They're not the real SC.
That's not the move. South Carolina, admittedly, they look a little panicky. I don't think they're not used to. I feel like they're not used to being in this situation, and they're looking a little. Oh, that's a clean look right there, though.
So you know what? That is in my like just watching them over mm-hmm. the years. That is the Achilles heel of this team and Don as a coach. When things are tight, she looks. Like she has
flustered.
No idea what to do. Now she's a good enough coach where she can get it to the point where things aren't tight. But if I was going up against South Carolina, I'd be like, let's just keep it close going into the fourth quarter. And I do think, I think she gets tight. I think the team gets tight.
She gets, like, she is fuming right now.
Well, she, I don't know if she has a clear, I'm not sure she knows what to do in this situation. I'll never forget.
I mean, and Brenda Fries is a, that's a national championship winning coach.
I'll never forget the Iowa game. Don looked like she could not believe what was going on, and she didn't have any answers. The first Iowa game, not the national championship game. But she, and that's, as somebody that was rooting for him, that that energy came off on the TV. Like, oh, no, she's a little shook.
Mm.
She don't know what to do here. And I think the players might feel that, too. So, yeah, they probably are a little flustered.
2:31 left. Maryland leading South Carolina, a one seed. 60-59. Maryland, a four seed. Duke has already advanced. In this Birmingham region, they're waiting for the winner of this one.
Come on, Chloe.
Is it going to be number one versus number two or number two versus number four?
My girl for Wiley, too. And my girl Pow Pow. Come on now.
If this game does end, we have about 8 minutes. If this game does end before we have to get out, we will hear Dick Vitale preview the next round.
I don't know. I don't know that that's accurate. Yeah, no, I don't. No, Dick canceled.
Malaysia with 19.
Oh, so we're doing that.
Oh, he's here now.
She's a offense. Offense. Good defense, baby.
Oh, so Dick Vitale is a South Carolina fan?
I think that was Casey.
Oh, okay.
You got to differentiate. You got to make a difference. You got to difference.
Dick Vitale, he's trying to get his Comrex together.
That damn
96.
Comrex.
He doesn't know how to work the Comrex.
Oh, that damn Comrex got him.
Seth and Jonathan, what were you guys thinking, giving that man the Comrex?
Kings in Orlando tomorrow
for us.
Yeah. Tomorrow, was it 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Where's Kamara, man? I know you're gonna be in the building.
Orlando struggling. Like that was a bad loss for Orlando.
The way
yesterday.
You felt about Portland, I feel about Orlando tomorrow.
That the Kings are that much better than Orlando.
On paper, I'm not going to say, but Orlando's not good right now.
They're not playing well
right
now.
They should get that one, I think. They just lost to the Mavericks.
That's tough. Now, one of the things I think about, though, is it feels like they're a little bit of a matchup problem for the Kings, though. You know, with Wagner and Banchero. Who's guarding both of those guys on the Kings? We're looking at DeRozan and
Keegan.
And then when you go to the bench with no LaRavia, like how you match?
Yeah, I don't know that we talked about that. LaRavia out, what was it, getting reevaluated? What was it, 7 to 10 days?
Yeah. So they seem like a little bit of a matchup problem for the Kings. That worries me a little bit. I think guard play wise, I think the Kings might have them without Jalen Suggs being there. But yeah, this would be a good start to the road trip. Obviously, no Captain Obvious here, but get this one. Get this one, because you got we were talking about them during the break. Indiana, they ready for you. They put up 162 last night.
Yeah, they're
not ready to say they can get Cleveland yet, but.
Wow, 162 in regulation. Whew.
I think Kenny's about 20 seconds away from breathing a sigh of relief. It's 64-60. Maryland's got a score here.
Yeah, they need a bucket right here.
They have to get a basket. Look at the foul call. I think I saw the bonus. Are they in the bonus?
Oh,
Maryland's not.
Oh, Maryland's not. Okay.
Come on.
It's a replay. Calm down.
Come on. She the truth, man. Hey, 4-0 run. Oh, actually, yeah. Well, she scored 4 of the last 5. She's got 21 on the game. My girl, Fulueli. Oh, don't go. Oh, the travel. They call it a travel. I don't know about that. Got this thing finally hooked up. Took forever, but I've got this Comrex
hooked
up. And here I am, just in time. There's 55 seconds left. 64-60, South Carolina.
Yeah, it looks like this one is going the way of Dawn Staley and her crew. It'll be number one, South Carolina, versus number two.
Well, wait a minute. It's a four-point game. Well, 45. Let's not declare it.
How are you calling it now and then 2 hours ago? Dude, come on. You got to get stopped, Duke. We're up 10 points with a minute left. Come on.
That's an offensive foul. Oh, no, they call a block. They got an offensive foul on Pow Pow. Maryland's going to have the ball down four with 33-9 to go.
But they can't get a basket.
Well, that's what they need. She's calling timeout. Coach calling timeout. Oh, she wants to review? What you want to review? Oh, the time, maybe. Do you agree with – well, I mean, you've got a little bit of a rooting interest, so maybe it's a little different. But do you agree with – do you agree with Eddie that the women's tournament is more fun than the men? I thought last year it was clear that was the case. This year, I think the men's tournament's been pretty good.
I haven't had a problem with the men's tournament. I can't say there's anything in the women's tournament that's like really stood out where it was like, whoa.
Only bad things.
Well,
Juju.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's been that was obviously terrible. No, I mean, I don't feel passionately enough about it one way or the other. I haven't had a problem with the men's tournament. I haven't been like overwhelmed by the women's tournament, but I certainly haven't watched it like, oh man, where's Angel and Caitlin? It's like, I'm just, and yes, I watched it with a little bit more nerves last year because, you know, Duke being the 2 seed versus the 8 seed, like, yeah. It's just a little different.
This women's tournament now this is a great start to the Sweet 16, but the first two rounds were kind of nothing really happened in the women's tournament.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of par for the course. Mm-hmm. It started to happen a little bit more recently, right. But there've never really been like a lot of massive upsets in the first two rounds of the tournament.
Well, until I started to like really get latched on to certain players. What was the thing I used to always have? Like, I'll start watching in the Sweet 16 because nothing happens in the first two rounds. Like, not even good games. Like, they're always like 40. They used to always be like 40-point blowouts in the first two rounds. And I'm like, I'll start watching in the Sweet 16. But they've had some competitive games, at least for, in LSU's case, a half. LSU up one at the half, ended up winning by like 35.
Right, yeah, right. Right.
Oh boy, what are they reviewing? We're not gonna make it.
We're really not. We're not gonna see. We're gonna have a Chicago Bulls, Los Angeles Lakers finish to this game, and no one's gonna be around for us to react to it because they're reviewing something.
I don't know about them Lakers.
Yeah, you're out.
I don't know. I'm giving them more time, but
that was a crazy fluke loss. Like
they've had a few losses though lately.
Well, LeBron is out. Was out. I mean, they've won two. Well, I guess they've
1-1.
It's 1-1. No, yeah. I feel like they've played three. No, because I think
three.
They've lost some. Okay, maybe
he came,
1-2.
No, because he came back at the. At
they lost
home.
The Bulls one.
Oh yeah, the Bulls game. I know he came back at home. They got beat down.
Yeah, they lost by I think 1,000. Yeah, they got their ass kicked. I don't know what's going on this damn game, but I'm just going to bank on it being Duke in South Carolina this weekend. How you feel about the Kings tomorrow?
I feel good.
I know we go game to game, but do you they show you something yesterday?
They showed me that if they have consistent offensive aggressiveness, they can score like that.
We out.
Just don't always get that.
We got to go? All right. We got tournament action coming up next. So Jesse's making us end the show. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here Monday at 10 a.m. With the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Michigan. Go blue.